All right, we have been running a series of, you can call them public service announcements for an organization called Pinky Swear, and maybe some of our listeners no doubt have heard the story, heard the spots talking about how this organization started, and Erica Campbell, who is the executive director of Pinky Swear, is in studio with us this morning. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, making the trek from the Bloomington area. You told me you've been working with Pinky Swear for 7 years. For those who haven't heard the commercials and PSAs that we've been running, tell us a little bit about where this organization started and what the mission is.
Over 20 years ago, there was a local boy who was 9 years old, and he was diagnosed with a terminal bone cancer. And he was in the hospital one evening, and he overheard a family who couldn't afford Christmas presents, and it broke his heart. So this 9-year-old boy, right then and there, decided to give away his entire life savings, unbelievably generous, to give away his life savings to other kids in the hospital. And, he wanted to do this anonymously. So he's in his wheelchair, and as he's leaving, this envelope on the side of a table next to the family who couldn't afford presents, his wheelchair bumps the side of the door. And he's like, "Dad, run, run." And so, Mitch is wheelchairing down the hall. His dad's following close behind. They get to the elevator and the doors close. And this 9-year-old boy's like, "Dad, that's awesome." He's out of breath. He's like, "I loved giving and I want to do it next year." They were really honest about their son's diagnosis. And, this dad looked down at his son and said, "Son, I'm really sorry, but I don't think you're going to be here next year." And this 9-year-old boy, with incredible courage and incredible humility, looks up at his dad and he says, "Okay, Dad, make me a pinky swear promise that you will keep doing this after I'm gone." And, that this organization was born in that elevator late that night. And it's been 20 years and we still uphold that pinky swear promise.
Hard not to.
I mean, right. Yeah.
That is, it's super compelling. And if that doesn't move you, then, you have your own issues, is all I can tell you. So the organization now, is the dad and the mom, are they still involved in the organization? And do they, have any contact on a daily basis, weekly basis, whatever the case may be?
Yeah, they're still on our emeritus board. Okay. And I would say they swing by the office from time to time. Now they're grandparents. They had another child, a daughter who, has some grandkids. And they keep coming to the office and they say, "Erica, are you upholding my son's promise? My pinky swear promise?" And I say, "Yes, sir, I am." And it is what we do today. It's, we provide similar payments, financial payments to families, just like Mitch did 20 years ago.
So do you work with, just Children's Hospital, or, how does, if a family, first of all, if somebody wants to help and contribute, I'm sure you can tell us how they can do that. But if there's families in need, how do you go about finding them, or what are the criteria that you look for to help?
One of the most beautiful humans on this earth are the social workers and the nurses in hospitals. And they're our primary source of referrals where, families are really struggling. Their world is turned upside down. And social workers and physicians, doctors, they know about us. And they say, "Hey, I know you're struggling. I know that this is not only an incredibly emotional journey for a parent or a child, it's an incredibly stressful financial situation." And so the social workers in particular will recommend Pinky Swear and connect us with them. And we'll help every family we can.
So how do you fundraise? How do you get monies? Is it strictly through donations? Do you do events?
All of the above. Okay. one of the primary ways that we fundraise is through individuals that care. We have a lot of people, and I certainly know many of your listeners probably are touched by cancer themselves. And those are the people that really feel moved because they understand how hard it is to have this cancer diagnosis and to keep going on with your life, right? To keep paying the bills, to keep your job, to keep the insurance, things like that. So we rely heavily on individuals. We do have a couple events. We actually sometimes have radiothons. We also have online giving, and a lot of kids fundraise for us. We have a really important theme. People see themselves in that niche story.
Sure.
So kids helping kids. It's kind of something really unique to us, too.
Yeah. And it's more than just helping out at Christmas time. Right. I mean, it's morphed into so much more than that.
100%. Well, you know, interestingly, September is not only back to school, it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I think another interesting thing is we say, you know, cancer goes on year round. One of the things that we are really, really interested in is our monthly givers, right, who give $20 a month, because that matters. That's going to pay for things like parking at the hospital, getting food to families, right, and, you know, putting gas in their car so they can get to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, so many needs. I mean, you start to think about it. You talk about, families being turned upside down, and just, I mean, you probably don't even know what to think, how to proceed. I mean, what do I do? So it's nice to know there's help. So you have all your social media website. Is that best place for people to go get more information?
Absolutely. Our website is www.pinkyswear.org. Mm-hmm. And not only can people go there to find more information, they can donate. But if you know a family in need, there's a spot on our website that says apply for support. It's really easy, and it's, you know, really a great way for families to securely and confidentially apply for help.
Yeah. And there's, I'm sure, still a lot of need.
Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you, we have so many requests for support. You know, I mean, with inflation, everybody knows housing is more expensive.
Everything.
Food.
Right.
Gas. I mean, I'd say in the last 3 years, we've seen 2 to 3 times the number of requests that we have in the past. It's really heartbreaking. And, you know, I believe in the power of good humans. Mm-hmm. who want to just reach out a hand, make that pinky swear promise with someone else that's in need.
Yeah. And, you know, the ultimate goal, of course, is childhood cancer, to find ways to put a stop to that and an end to that. But I don't know. There's still a lot of it out there, I'm sure.
100%. You know, it's interesting. Research is so important. It's not going to help a family today, though. It'll help them, you know, 5, 10 years from now. And I really believe in that. But what I love about the work we do at Pinky Swear is it helps a family today, right now. And it's guaranteed to make a difference. So it's really like a complementary piece to research. I always joke with my research colleagues. I say, I can't wait until you put me out of business.
Right.
And you cure this thing. That would be the greatest thing ever, right? Yeah. And until then, I'm going to keep supporting these families financially, keep them afloat, and make sure their child is the most important thing they get to focus on.
Yeah. Let's take that part of the equation, the financial strain part of the equation, and ease that up a little bit so they can, you're right, focus on the care and supporting their little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. We deal with a lot of different charitable organizations here at Bob FM. We try to treat and help as many as we can, but childhood cancer is a different animal, man. It's just, you know, as a parent, and there's a lot of parents out there, you know, it's just something. I can't even imagine.
No.
Right? I mean, you can say, I know how you feel, but we don't.
We don't. We don't. You know, I have met hundreds of families, and the stories are absolutely heartbreaking. I know your listeners are going to hear some of those over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I think what tears me apart the most is I'm a parent as well. I have 2 kids. And recently my son was about the same age as that boy I described, Mitch. And just, I can't imagine. And that's what fuels me every day.
Right.
Is like, if that were me, I would want somebody to help me in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. PinkySwear.org is the website Erica's talking about. They're doing wonderful things for these families that are going through unfathomable trouble. and hard times. So if you are so moved and can help out, please do so. You're going to be hearing a lot more about it here in the coming weeks as we continue with our partnership with Pinky Swear. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this conversation and for your listeners.
Yeah, enjoyed our visit. We'll do this again. We'll get
an update.
Thank
you so much.
All right.
Take care.
Erica Campbell, Jim with Pinky Swear.